Blog Talk Radio.
Somebody lift your hands as we celebrate the greatness of our God. He's great and he's greatly to be praised. Our God is awesome. He can move mountains. Keep me in the valley. Hide me from the rain. Come on, our God is awesome. He heals me when I'm broken. His strength where I've been weak. Forever he'll reign. Come on, say, my God is awesome.
My God is awesome.
He can move mountains.
He can move mountains.
Keep me in the valley.
Keep me in the valley.
Hide me from the rain.
Hide me from the rain.
My God is awesome.
My God is awesome.
He heals me when I'm broken.
Heals me when I'm broken.
Strength where I've been weak.
Strength where I've been weak.
Forever he'll reign. Come on, if you believe it, lift your voice and say,
my God is awesome.
Come on, if you know he's awesome, say,
my God.
Come on and lift your voice.
Good evening. This is Mary Hollis, the director of the Next Chapter Widow Ministry, a ministry in embracing widows. Our scripture read is, honor widows that are widows indeed. That's coming from 1 Timothy 5:3. I hope that all of you are doing well tonight. It has been a very trying week for me, but I got through it and still here, persevering. And I hope that you will continue to do the same. Things are happening, and we just have to have faith and believe that God is going to get us through. Tonight we're going to talk about developing practical prayer skills. And the scripture behind that is, yet those who wait for the Lord will gain new strength. They will mount up with wings like eagles. They will run and not get tired. They will run and not become weary. That's coming from Isaiah 40, chapter 31st verse. Have you developed a prayer, your prayer skills? Well, I'm going to give you some tips tonight and how you can do that. I am going to be giving you some information from a book, and the author name is John Maxwell. John Maxwell is a very well-known writer, spiritual writer, and he writes lots of books and also helps churches and pastors with their churches in developing different types of, I would say, skills and also different, they normally have him to help them with accomplishing a goal, reaching a goal for the church. But tonight we're going to be talking about some of the things that he talks about in his book about prayer, your prayer life. And he has a title here, Bag Lunch or Banquet. The difference between quickly throwing up in a few prayer when you have a moment and spending a quality devotion time with God. Is like different between buying fast food and dining in a fine restaurant. With fast food, you drive up, you yell into the microphone, and drive around to the window where they throw you a sack of food. But in a fine restaurant, you sit down. You spend time in pleasant conversation with the table companion and you become nourished and refreshed. It is a rewarding experience for mind, body, and soul. Many Christians have only had spiritual fast food in their lives. They never experienced the banquet God has for them. They find that there is two main reasons people miss out on great prayer time with God. Have you missed the great time with God? Well, lack of desire to develop a regular devotion time, you should really want to do it. When you speak to God, you really need to want to do it. Many people complain that they lack time. They don't have enough time in the day. If they were really honest with themselves, they would really realize that if you make time for what you truly want to do. Now, when you spend time doing different things that you want to do or during the day, a hobby, looking at TV or whatever, you spend time doing that. Why can't we find time to spend with God? If you lack of desire to is keeping you from developing a deep daily time with God, stop what you are doing and pray for the right time. If you ask God for the desire, He will give it to you. He will show you how to do it. Well, number two, no practical strategy for daily prayer. The idea of spending an extensive daily time with God is very intimidating to a lot of people. But when you talk about watching TV for an hour, that doesn't sound like very much time. But if you ask someone unused to praying to spend an hour with God, 60 minutes sounds like a lifetime, doesn't it? If you approach your daily prayer with good strategy, you can develop a quality devotion time that's not only rewarding but life-changing. I'm going to add some things to that. First, you're going to have to find a place in your house that is comfortable and is somewhere that you feel comfortable always going to. You can sit. Is based on where you're going. You can sit, you can kneel, or whatever way you want to do what you want. But you need to find a place that is comfortable, that you will feel comfortable to go to every day that you want to pray and spend some prayer time with God. It's very important that you find that place in your home. I have an altar in my home. It's in my bedroom, my master bath. Right in front of it is a garden tub, and I have my prayer altar right there. That's where I find the comfort, and I feel that you can pray anywhere in your home, and you can feel that close to God anywhere, but it's different. It's different about having a place set up in your house that you go to each and every day and meeting and talking with God. There is not a single right way to have a devotion time with God. Everybody is different. And what works for one person might work differently for another. If you have to start somewhere, the following 10 steps, I'm not going to be talking about all of the 10 steps tonight, but I'm going to tell you some of them. Now you have to start somewhere. First, you have to develop over the years in your own devotion. There are without a doubt that the best approach to start praying for yourself. My hope is that they will also work for you. Try out and change that to suit your own needs. No matter how you plan to structure your devotion time, make sure that you give he has one piece of advice: to observe that there are three ways people enter the presence of God: through prayer, Bible reading, and worship. But everyone is different about which one is best for them. Find which one is best for you out of these three things. Draw to you, to God, the most quickly and easily, and always start your devotion time with it. So either with the you pray, Bible reading, or worship at church. Preparation. The first thing that they mentioned, the first thing is preparation time. In order to have a good devotion time, you need to prepare yourself at the beginning, physically, mentally, emotionally, and spiritually. The physical preparation is the most easiest. Find yourself in a comfortable location where you won't be distracted. Just like I say, find a comfortable place in your home. Bring with you any resources that you might need. He indicates that he always makes sure that he has his Bible on hand, a legal pad and pen, a hymn if you want to, pictures of people you're going to be praying for, or even if you want to take a cassette to play worship music, other rites using their computer. Do whatever best that you feel for yourself. It's up to you where you want to be comfortable. So you can make sure that you do this every day and there's nothing to stop you from doing it. The idea is to have at hand anything that will help you. You will want to have a Bible with you and something to write on. And that's, those two things are very important. Once you find the right place and have gotten your material together, get comfortable. Do whatever you feel natural to you. If you want to sit, just like I mentioned before, that's what he's suggesting. If you feel more comfortable walking, then do that. If you prefer to kneel, that's great also. If you can change around according to your mood or how God is speaking to you, most of the time, it's a good idea to sit and kneel. But whatever is comfortable with you. The main reason is for you to be ready to meet with God. Once you have settled in, prepare yourself mentally, physically, and spiritually by focusing on God. Some people go into prayer time if they were stepping into a negotiation table. It's for you not to go in that approach. Begin by declaring your intention to obey whatever he asks you to do. Getting your heart right first, preparing you for everything that follows. Start by asking God to help you spend the time with him profitably, and then allow him to speak to you. Well, I have asked that question also. Sometimes I feel that God is quiet with me and just pretty much just watching to see what I'm going to do. But he always finds a way to answer me. When I said, I need you to talk to me, God. I need to hear you. I mean, he wants to speak to me just like I'm talking to you right now. But he finds a way in a song, one of the inspirational message I get from some of the different pastors that I listen to on TV, he finds a friend will call. I mean, he finds a way to get that message to me. He most of the time is telling me through other people. But allow him to speak to you. It's at this time you will begin your devotion time with prayer, worship, scripture reading, depending on what is best for you. No matter which way you do first, be sure that make sure that you have prepared yourself and to focus on Him. Leave empty of quiet time with God. Where God can talk to you. Remember, your agenda is to get where God is and hear what He has to say to you. So that's mean quietness is important too, to be able not to miss anything that God is saying to you. The second thing that John Maxwell suggested, waiting time. Isaiah 40:31 has a wonderful promise for those who wait upon God. It says, "Yet those who wait for the Lord will gain new strength. They will mount up with wings like eagles. They will run and not be tired. They will walk and not be weary." God honors those who wait for Him. Sometimes, I'll be honest with you, it is kind of hard. You got to really pray for patience. It is hard to just wait and don't see the results sometimes. And we all get impatient. I do many times. Okay. Most people spend much time in prayer talking and not enough listening. They're asking God for a whole lot of stuff and not taking time to listen at God. They talk much that they miss out on the best part of the personal prayer time. Overall, try to spend more time listening than talking. That waiting time is not a period where you are just zoning out. You simply start waiting, making your wait actively. The word wait is in the Isaiah passage, means waiting with expectation. It's active, not passive. When we wait on God, we are to listen with expectation that He will speak to us in a meaningful way. I know sometimes we just go and pray and we just leave because we haven't spent that time. We don't hurry. We don't have much time to take time to listen. Yes, we all are guilty of that. As you wait for God, allow Him to do three things with you. And listen, these three things are very important. Let God love you. God is always waiting to tell you He loves you. Every minute of the day, that's true because you have value, thanks to Jesus Christ. By letting God express His love, you are allowing Him to build your self-esteem spiritually. Allow yourself mentally to sit on Jesus' lap or cry on His shoulder and let His unconditionally love touch your heart. Now, I know you're saying, sit on Jesus' lap and cry on His shoulder? How are you going to do that? Well, let me tell you what I do sometimes. When I need a hug, I need a hug from Jesus, I'll just lean my head to the side and I said, "Jesus, I need a hug." And you know what I'm saying? He always finds a way to help me to feel like He's giving me that hug. Not immediately, but there's something happens on the TV, a word is said. It's a comforting word. So I know He finds a way to give me that comfort that I need. So I just sometimes just lay my head on and say, "I need a hug." And he does. Just try it. It's not going to, sometimes it doesn't happen the minute you lay your head on the side. But within that time, a certain time period, he's going to show you, someone's going to speak to you or something you're going to see on TV. You'll find that comfort that you need. The next thing is let God search you. Once you know that God loves you, he will continue to love you no matter what you do and what you have done. It becomes possible for you to let him search you. Allowing him to do that can be difficult at first, but it's crucial to develop the development of your relationship with him. And the last thing, let God show you. God will prepare you for the day ahead if you allow him to. The best way to do that is to give the day to him during your waiting time. He can then show you his heart, how he cares for people, and how he wants to minister to them. He also knows when you know God's heart, you can show it to others. Waiting and listening can be difficult. They are not things most people do well today. Isn't that true? Because we live in an instant society. But you can learn to do them if you persevere. At the reward, it is incredible. When you listen for God's voice, you will eventually hear it. Just knowing that you will hear his voice. Many of you have already experienced hearing his voice. Some of you hear he speaks to you through dreams, a voice, a TV show, a friend calling on the telephone, picking up a book, picking up the Bible, and reading something, and it's the answer to what you wanted, the answer from him. So try some of these this week. Find a special place in your home if you haven't already, a place that you will be comfortable, where you will spend quiet time with him. I know we are always rushing, it seems the day is just getting away from us. But we all are guilty of not spending time with God. Myself. Sometimes I do and sometimes I don't. Sometimes I don't want to get up out of the bed in the morning. And when I get up late, I shorten my time with God. Yes, we all are guilty of it. But just try harder each and every day to spend more time with our Lord and Jesus Christ. Well, this is the end of our show. I hope that you enjoy, and there are ways that you're going to work on this week and spending more time with God, finding your special place in your home or wherever you want to spend. You find that place. So I ask you today, are you spending enough time with your Lord? If it's a no, then let's make a change. Just like I am trying to make a change, I ask that you will do the same. Have a blessed week. And tune in again at the same time, same place, maybe. It's the same place for me, but it might not be the same place for you. Tune in again from 11 to 11:30 each Tuesday night. Be blessed and have a great week.
Somebody lift your hands as we celebrate the greatness of our God. He's great and he's greatly to be praised. God is awesome. He can move mountains. Keep me in the valley. Hide me from the rain. Come on, our God is awesome. He heals me when I'm broken. His strength where I've been weakened. Forever he'll reign. Come on, say, my God is awesome. He can move mountains. Keep me in the valley. Hide me from the rain. My God is awesome. He heals me when I'm broken. Strength where I've been weak. Forever he'll reign. Come on, if you believe it, lift your voice and say. Come on, if you know he's awesome, say. Come on and lift your voice. Of the whole world. Giver of salvation. By his stripes, I'm healed. My God is awesome. Today I am forgiven. His grace is why I'm living. Somebody ought to praise his holy name. Come on and testify. You know he's awesome. Say it.